Like other periods of the history of the Church, the present has ushered in a new ascension of interior purification, on the sole condition that the faithful show themselves proud enough in the confession of their faith increased, generous enough in suffering to face the oppressors of the Church, with the strength of their faith and charity. May the holy time of Lent and Easter, which preaches interior renovation and penance, turn Christian eyes towards the cross and the risen Christ, before all of you the joyful occasion that will fill your souls with heroism, patience, and victory. Then we are sure the enemies of the Church, who think that their time has come, will see that their joy was premature, and that they may close the grave they had dug. The day will come when the Te Deum of liberation will succeed to the premature hymns of the enemies of Christ, Te Deum of triumph and joy and gratitude, as the German people return to religion, bend the knee before Christ, and arming themselves against the enemies of God, again resume the task God has laid upon them. 43. He who searches the hearts and reins, Psalm 7, 10, is our witness that we have no greater desire than to see in Germany the restoration of a true peace between Church and State. But if, without any fault of ours, this peace is not to come, then the Church of God will defend her rights and her freedom. In the name of the Almighty, whose arm has not shortened, trusting in Him, we cease not to pray and to beg, Colossians, I:9, for you, children of the Church, that the days of tribulation may end, and that you may be found faithful in the day of judgment. For the persecutors and oppressors, that the Father of light and mercy may enlighten them as He enlightened Saul on the road of Damascus. With this prayer in our heart and on our lips we grant to you, as a pledge of divine help, as a support in your difficult resolutions, as a comfort in the struggle, as a consolation in all trials, to you, bishops, and pastors, of the faithful, priests, religious, lay apostles of Catholic action, to all your diocesans, and specially to the sick and the prisoners, in paternal love, our apostolic benediction. Given at the Vatican on Passion Sunday, March 14, 1937.